handstand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't
do that. Once again, motherfucking Freaky Crew podcast show. I'm your motherfucking host. You know that's what my name stands for, the MF, motherfucker. But I didn't want to be a director like motherfucker. So I'm your motherfucking host, Mind Freak. That's the reason why I have the capital M and a capital F, motherfucker. Mm. I'm your motherfucking host, motherfucking Mind Freak. Motherfucker. You see how many times you can say that shit? Motherfucker.
Are we keeping count?
Nah, I think I'm at six. But I'm your motherfucking host, Mind Freak, here with my motherfucking girls.
Tori Avano.
And Veruca James.
Wait a minute.
See, she speaks into the microphone too.
We're not supposed to.
She didn't speak in the right mic.
Oh.
Anyway, we are sponsored by JulieLand.com in this motherfucker, and we are doing the show from
Veruca's pussy.
Ow, ow.
It is
it's pretty wet.
Yeah. It is really damp.
Richard Avery.
I'm gonna get a raincoat.
He's hanging on to a tampon string. He's hanging outside the pussy. And
Let me in.
Help me. He's flipping up trying to get his feet on the clitoris. But
it's like mountain climbing.
Right, right. He's down there by the asshole. That was like episode two or something. Like
yeah.
So today's show, we're gonna be talking about building your brand. So if you're a new guy, if you're a new girl, we're gonna give you tips, advice, and everything that's nice on building your brand. Who's gonna start? Because I'm not.
That's me then.
Yeah. That is.
Spotlight right here.
First of all, spell the word brand.
B.
No. Nope. You're supposed to say the word first.
Brand. Maybe that's what I was doing wrong in the fucking spelling bee.
No, but you got two words.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
That two words? Different. He got pig and pink.
Pig pink?
Pig and pink.
And I got kicked off the stage.
All right, back to topic.
Sorry. Talking about
brand.
Brand. B R. No, go ahead.
You really want me to spell it?
No.
No, I'm kidding. Brand. Okay, building your brand. So I guess we want to give tips. Like the first starting out point, I think the obvious one is...
I'll do the new guys. If you're a new girl, building your brand, how would you go about building your brand if you want to be in the industry?
I think the first thing you have to decide is what type of performer you want to be. Who are you? What's your character? And once you figure that out, I mean, are you going to want to be like a gonzo girl? Are you going to want to be more romance? Are you going to do hardcore? Things like that.
Like girls, film. I mean, there's all like girl stuff.
Yeah.
Overall, all the different kinds.
Because it all matters because there's different fan bases for each one, or maybe you want to just hit them all.
Right.
So you have to figure that out. Like, who you have to ask yourself: who am I as a performer, and what do I want to accomplish?
Like as a director, I don't do feature films. You know what I mean? I don't know how to do feature films. I'm motherfucking gonzo. Gonzo to me means straight to the motherfucking point. Like,
yeah, and that's what I like too. I don't like that cookie cutter type of stuff. So
you consider yourself a gonzo girl?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do, and that's
what do you consider yourself?
I kind of do everything.
Bitch, don't lie.
I mean, honestly, I do. I mean, being a Spiegler girl, I get booked for just about everything. But I think
Spiegler
I'm
girls. There's no
known for being dirty gonzo girls. You know, I think balls he has, to the wall.
What is Jesse Andrews? Is one girl that's like the feature girl, like Azza.
Yeah.
And who else? Like all the rest is like straight to the point. Gonzo
girls.
I think
girls. Like Penny, she does features.
Spiegler girls.
No,
I've
but
always,
she's a gonzo girl at heart.
The only thing I've ever got out of Spiegler girls, I always feel like his girls, I always say you can count on. They're dependable.
Right.
And they always work. There's just something about it.
Nah, them motherfuckers is crazy, dog.
Yeah, but they always. Well, you could. He'll have a girl that'll do just about anything.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know what you're going to get out of a Spiegler girl.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, so we're going to take this water bottle and put up your eyes. And go, okay.
And
what type of lube you use?
And that's a good thing to talk about branding. Mark Spiegler has branded his type of girls.
Right.
You know what type of girls he has. He doesn't have girls
nah,
that do girl girl.
Nah, because you get a motherfucker like, see, there's the MF again. Yeah. You get a motherfucker like me that will call Spiegler. Hey, man, I heard you talking to this girl. Don't accept her.
Yeah.
And I have a voice with him. I can call him right now and go, hey, what's up?
But he has a brand. I mean, the Spiegler girls, I think, are a brand compared to other agencies.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Tori Vonnell.
It's fine. No, I agree with you guys.
I think that you have what it takes to be a Spiegler girl, to be honest. I think you do.
Thank you.
You don't think so?
Oh, never mind. He thinks something else. So let me get your opinion on building your brand, because the thing is you're fairly new.
Yeah.
How are you going about building your brand?
Pretty much like
sleeping with everybody she can.
Shush.
Here's the type of brand as well. If you want to fuck to get where, and I'll say her fucking name right now because she tried to fuck her way to the top, and once again, bitch, you failed. But I'm gonna be nice.
Tucking in
my pussy voice because I got lips and clitoris. But if you want to fuck somebody to get to the top, that's wrong. Well, don't build your brand that way.
No.
You don't know the people I fucked to get to where I am today. All the wrong ones.
Well, you're hanging outside of fucking Veruca James' pussy. It's a great place.
But he's not in the pussy.
No.
He's just outside.
Not yet.
Hanging
out. I'm riding on the tampon string.
He's right hanging on to the get in.
Tampon string. So back to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, pretty much like what I did was, you know, through Twitter, you know, communicate with everybody. You know, I'm not a stuck up bitch, pretty much. So, got it.
I've heard different.
I listen to people's opinion about, like, if they have to criticize me, pretty much. You know, I listen to what they have to say and, you know, pretty much change it in a good way. What else?
Twerk something.
I already did.
Did you think about branding when you started doing porn? Did you even think about it?
Just no, like, I didn't think about that,
you know, at all. You just like,
no, I just thought, you know, I'm going to do this and then that's it pretty much. But yeah. I didn't think I was going to, okay, I'm going to be this type of girl, do this type of thing, like these type of things. So I didn't think about that.
Is there any girls up there as you look up to as far as you go, like, that's the career I want. Like, I want to have a career in this. If you're going to do it, I always say, if you're going to do it right or don't do it at all. Go big or go home. Mm-hmm. So is there any girls out there you say, like, wow, they handled their brand. They have a great reputation, a great this. They do great
scenes. I got one, but I'm going to let the ladies go first.
Yeah,
go
no. Of course, Phoenix Marie, especially since I worked with her, you know, being on set with her, you know, was a totally different thing. You know, some girls are different, but she's just way up there. And I like that.
Yeah.
You know, her and Jada Stevens as well. I haven't been on set with her yet, but from what I see, it's pretty fun.
Well, see, that's different. I'm going to cut your ass off because I don't feel that they have their brand.
Mm.
When I say by building a brand, I'm talking somebody like Bonnie.
I think of Bonnie. Yeah. Bonnie, Lisa Ann. Asa.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, not even Asa, so to speak, because Asa was directing and then she stopped for Wicked, and that's cool. But I'm thinking of people that are putting forth their own money to shoot something that they're envisioning.
Uh-huh.
When I talk about a brand, it's not about being a performer. When we're talking about, is your brand making money? When you put your name on something, is it making money? I'm talking about not just featuring, but when it's directed by. That's strong because that's you being in a director's chair, that's you being a boss. That's not you getting assembled like, oh, she's an anal queen. That's not a brand. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I say a person that, you know, that I look like, Bobby Starr, she built a brand. And then, you know, she decided to have a kid and she left. But what she was doing was, it inspired me.
You made me think of another girl that it made me think of that's done really well for herself with that, is Lexi Bell. I think Lexi Bell's done well.
No, because she doesn't have a brand.
But she does, and she has a great... When you hear Lexi Bell, you know what it is.
Is she a director?
No, it's not. I'm saying that nobody has to be a director. I'm saying that it's just about what they... It's not about being director.
It's about what they put out.
It's what... I would say to everybody, like, when you hear... When I hear Mind Freak, I know what it means. When you hear Julie Land, you know what it means.
Right.
And I feel that same way with Lexi Bell, Bobby Starr, and Bonnie Rotten, all these girls. You know what it is.
Right, but the reason why I don't give Lexi that, and I love Lexi, don't get me wrong, is because she could have done so much more, but she was a worker. Like, I'll take, for instance, my wife, Tori Black, that's a brand.
Right.
She has, not only is she a director now, but she has her own fleshlight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, but like this that, is something no, but to carry on
exactly,
your name.
Exactly, but it's not always just in those
areas. Are you arguing with me?
Yeah, it's not always in those areas.
Arguing in the pussy.
He's not even in the pussy. He's outside talking.
But it's like, a brand is a brand. To me, a brand is when it's recognizable. It doesn't matter what it is. Right. It could be in anything. But like,
well,
like I said.
The case, Electra Blue. Electra Blue
exactly.
is a great brand.
Exactly.
Like,
but is she done?
Nikki Benz.
Yeah, but I was going to say, is like, it's what they've done with it. Either most of them have done little with it,
right?
And most of them have done not enough with it.
Right. But and my opinion, I think my wife is not done enough.
She's she could do a lot more.
I want to fling my fucking flip-flop at her all the time.
I'm just saying.
Bitch, what about this brand? See?
What's the word? They underachieve is the word I want to say. Like they have this. That's why I yell at my girls, like Ash and Bobby and everybody's like, you guys have this opportunity. What are you going to do with it?
Right. And at the end of the day, you shouldn't want to be a worker. You want to be able to be a boss and carry on that brand. When motherfuckers pop up, they know, okay, this is what I'm going to expect.
Right.
I can't shoot a scene with Bonnie Rotten and fucking Michael Vegas. Actually, I can, because them some crazy motherfuckers, so I'm wrong. I can't shoot her with the romance guy. Like, what the fuck is that guy with the pretty hair?
Tyler Nixon or something.
Yeah, I couldn't shoot Bonnie and him. I'm like, okay, well, you might as well break out a strap-on, dude. Move your ass up, and here we go.
She'll be just plucking his bones
Bonnie's
out of her teeth.
Bonnie's brand is that thorough.
Yeah.
But the thing is I want to encourage all the ladies to get your brand out there. Just like I said at the beginning of the show, you two ladies, I feel that you guys are very underrated, very underrated. Tori Vano, you're new, so you still have growing to do. Now, for your ass, there's no reason why you shouldn't be a director. You shouldn't have your own website. I'm seeing a lot of girls that do have directing jobs, and I'm like, why not you? Because you have a strong personality. Don't look at me like that. Because I see the way you look at me like that. I am not trying to be a part of your brand. But the thing is, you know, we've... Not only myself, and that's the reason why I started up Freaky Crew. I wasn't building my brand. And the reason why I'm telling you guys is because it comes from personal experience. My wife, Tori Black, helped me build my brand. I just wanted to build hers and say, okay, we can go with this. And she looked at me and said, you dare wrong. Like, you're worth so much more. And the way you look at me, I look at you, is like, you're underrated. Mm-hmm. So build your brand. And how the Freaky Crew is becoming about, how my director name is coming about. I don't give a fuck about what you say about me. My name is in people's mouths. Yeah. And that's the aim.
Like, regardless if it's good or bad, it's still...
Right. Yeah, so what these bitches is fucking for box covers. But they talking shit about it, you know what I mean? Yeah, we over here doing crazy shit. So what? I done sucked a couple of dicks to get my job. But my name was in their mouth. Oh, Linda, yeah. But anyway, but she challenged me to build my brand, and it took me my brand is still growing. And Richard Avery is another one that told me, man, you got so many fucking good ideas. Go with it. And me and him clocked tests, and I said, motherfucker, I'm going to show you. And that's the reason why y'all here on this podcast show, and we hanging outside of, well, I'm inside the pussy.
I'm inside, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, I mean, technically, can you be in? To me, the whole branding thing, it's what I've worked hard for 10 years now with Julie Land. Is like I said, to me, it's about when you hear something, a name. I mean, this is not black and white issue. This is a million shades of gray. But
hold
it is.
Dog.
It's not. But it is about...
No,
when you, I always tell
about
people like,
being black.
No, you're black. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Cuban, Dominican.
People want to know that you're really a 4 foot tall, white, fat guy.
Somebody just logged off. This podcast. Niggas talk that.
No, but I always say it's when you hear the name and you know what goes with it. And I always tell people that's what I've worked hard for 10 years. Right. Like when you hear Julie Land, I think and hope you know what is involved and what it's going to look like and visually.
It's confusing. What is Julie Land?
That's a good question.
Julie Land is
about
shit.
No, it's Julie Land is about having fun. I've been asked that for 10 years now. What is Julie Land? Is it porn? Is it erotica? Is this? I go, no. If it was porn, I'd make money.
I can honestly say that when I was first introduced to your brand, immediately I wanted to be a part of it. It was my goal to work with you. And you're one of the cool guys, whether you like to say it or not. You're one of the cool guys. And even though people don't like your ways, that's cool because they're still talking about Julie Land.
Mm-hmm. My favorite compliment was when I met Jason, your buddy.
Yeah.
He said to me, Bobby introduced me to him, and he's like, he didn't even know who I was. I didn't know who I was. And Bobby finally goes, oh, yeah, he does my website. He's Julie Land. And Jason says, no way, really? I go, yeah. And I got all scared, thought he was going to beat me up. And then he goes...
He broke out all them pictures. Now, I remember.
He goes, I subscribe to your website. I think your work is great. I go, you inspire a lot of my work. I went, oh, God.
The next day,
I was like, oh my God.
What you didn't see is he broke out pictures.
Did he?
He broke out pictures. He goes, man, I have to shoot something just like this. So, and that's great. Like, my goal,
I thought it was cool,
was to be a part of your brand. And now we have the podcast, we have the everything. Freaky Crew, we have the
mindfreak.com.
We're just beginning. We're going to do Veruca James is insane. That's next. Tori Avano.
I already got an idea for Tori Avano. Help that brand. It's called Tori Avano does my housekeeping.com.
Think she's about building her brand.
No, it's Tori Avano does my housekeeping.com. That's a great site.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You with that?
I'm with it.
Good.
Okay. But what's in the future on building you guys' brand? I've been putting my mouth close to the mic. I'm going to let you guys talk on the mic now. It's my dick voice. Go ahead, Tori Avano. What's the future hold for you for your brand?
My brand will. I want to do websites. What else? You know, hopefully in the future, you know, get behind the camera, do directing stuff.
POV.
POV.
With your dog and the dog food.
No.
Thing.
The peanut butter. No, but yeah, directing. You know, maybe a line of toys. So people, once they hear my name, they could basically like, okay, she does this and that. You know, that's who Tori is. That's who, you know, pretty much that.
That gangbang.
Yeah.
In the back, in the alley.
Yeah, in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This that sounds like a trip down to the hood. That don't sound like enhancing your brand.
Sounds like my alley.
Right. Up your alley. Go ahead. What about for you?
So, Veruca James is kind of...
Hold on, wait, something's wrong.
Sorry, it slipped.
Okay,
my dress
go ahead.
Yeah. It is fucking hot in here, so it feels better that way.
Are you peeking out?
Yes. Go ahead.
So I'm kind of at a crossroads right now where I'm discovering that there's kind of two aspects to Veruca James, kind of two separate brands that I've been trying to push together that haven't really been working, and I'm realizing that I just need to embrace them both. So the one side is just the hardcore gonzo girl, where I show up, I can do that, you can put me in any movie, anal, gangbang, whatever, I can do it. The other side is...
Have you done a gangbang before?
I've done a couple.
Fuck, how many guys?
I think the most has been 6.
Okay, sorry, I'm pitching. I'm not here for that. Sorry.
So I've got that, but that's kind of, to me, that's like the mindless work behind Veruca James. That's just sex. Like, I can do that. But then I have this whole other piece where it comes more from my personal life, where I love public sex, and I had my own web series for a while, and I was doing public sex. That kind of fell off. I want to build that back up. I'm getting...
I have a perfect idea for you. Perfect idea for you.
For what?
And I'll give it to you.
Awesome.
For your site, yeah.
So the thing is with a site for me is I don't want to do like a typical solo girl site. I want to do something that's more catered to me, like the public sex stuff. That stuff sells. I'm selling like crazy on Clips for Sale. I'm willing to do it. I would love to have a travel show.
You just asked me for $5. What the fuck are you talking about? Lies.
That don't mean I can't still beg. No, I'm kidding. I don't beg.
That's a part of my hustle. But go ahead, baby.
But yeah, so I've got that. I would love to go overseas and travel and shoot public sex there, because, you know, in the U.S., it's pretty damn difficult. But then I'm also, like, getting involved in, like, AIPAC and kind of making myself... I want to be, like, more of a leader and an example in the industry, not just, you know, sexual performances, but somebody who's actually going to make a mark and help people and help performers. I've been fighting AB 1576. So those are also important things. I'm very diverse. So there's not...
You
want to
save the world.
I want to do everything.
I want to do it all. I just want to do it all.
When the world turns their back on you, you come on it.
Exactly. Oh, no.
All right, look.
With a cape on.
Yeah, right. Hey, you seen that picture on Twitter?
Nope.
You talking out the side of your neck. You know I took a picture like that with the cape on, right?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you can go to my pictures on Twitter. And scroll down, and you'll see me with a cape on. After I finished fucking my chick, because she made me feel... I felt like a superhero. And what Twitter didn't capture is the fucking...
The moment.
The Superman theme music that was on YouTube, on my TV. Oh. And I'm standing up there in front of the fan. Right. No, I do shit like that. You think that the shit is weird, but yeah. So, we're getting ready to get the fuck up off this pussy, because it's hot in this motherfucker, and it's getting a little moist.
I don't know what Tori Yovano is doing. She's over there hanging on top of a wall. But where can they find you?
I'm just here hanging out.
Where can they find you, though?
On Twitter at Tori Yovano. That's T-O-R-I-A-V-A-N-O. And Instagram at Tori Yovano again.
And you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, both at Veruca James. I'm also on Tumblr if you like the public sex stuff. And that's damonandverucajames.tumblr.com. And, yeah, that's the basis.
Who the fuck is that motherfucker? No, I'm just kidding.
The stunt cock.
You can find me, Starcock.
Stunt.
Stunt cock. Oh, we're going to have to talk about that. You can find me, Twitter. I don't use Twitter. Instagram. Hey, man. Twatter.
Twatter.
I don't use Instagram. I just go and spy on people at Twitter. Mind Freak. MimeFreak.
Good job.
Don't be talking shit to me. And we out this bitch.